You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
On the hunt for lost ROI? Chart a course and find hidden profit potential with Acuron Corn Herbicide. It's the only herbicide strong enough to bury competing weeds and help you unearth 5 to 15 more bushels per acre. How's that for hidden riches? Uncover the real value of Acuron at Acuron-Herbicide.com. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to The Business Book Club, where we break down the world's best business and personal development books into powerful takeaways you can use right away. Today, we're talking about a book that's changed the way the world thinks about negotiation, Getting to Yes by Roger Fisher, William Ury, and Bruce Patton. Now, before you picture high-stakes boardroom drama or intense hostage talks, this book isn't just for lawyers or CEOs. It's for anyone who's ever had to navigate a disagreement, which is all of us, right? Whether it's negotiating a salary, a deal, or who's unloading the dishwasher at home, this book is about finding agreement without confrontation or giving in. The central idea of Getting to Yes is principled negotiation, a method that helps you reach agreements based on merits and mutual gain, not pressure or tricks. It's built on four powerful principles, and trust me, they're practical, timeless, and surprisingly human. Let's break them down. 1. Separate the people from the problem. When we negotiate, it's easy to get emotional, but the authors remind us we're dealing with people first and issues second. So instead of attacking the person, focus on the problem. Approach disagreements with curiosity, not conflict. Acknowledge emotions, understand perspectives, and always, always separate relationship dynamics from the actual substance of the negotiation. Why? Because if the relationship breaks down, the deal probably will too. 2. Focus on interests and not positions. Most of us go into negotiation with a fixed position. I want 10K more. I want full control. I want the red one. But underneath those positions are interests, the real motivations that matter. I want 10K more might really mean I want to feel valued. I want control could mean I need flexibility. By exploring what's behind the position, you often discover solutions you hadn't considered, solutions that work better for everyone. So don't get locked into positions, dig into the interests. 3. Invent options for mutual gain. Negotiation isn't about winning, it's about expanding the pie before you divide it. This principle encourages creativity. Instead of seeing only two choices, yes or no, mine or yours, look for third options, find variables to trade, offer choices, brainstorm without pressure. And here's the key, don't try to solve the whole thing in one go. Just start by generating ideas that move things forward for both sides. 4. Insist on using objective criteria. This one keeps things fair. When there's a disagreement, don't argue about what's right or deserved. Bring in objective standards. That might mean industry benchmarks, legal precedent, market value, or expert opinion. Why? Because when both parties refer to a neutral point of reference, emotions stay in check and trust goes up. It's not about who's louder, it's about what's fair. Getting to yes isn't about being soft. And it's not about dominating the other side either. It's about negotiating without manipulation or ultimatums and creating outcomes where everyone walks away feeling heard, respected, and empowered. It's as much about human connection as it is about tactics. So whether you're navigating a tough deal, managing conflict at work, or just trying to keep the peace at home, this book gives you tools to handle it with clarity, confidence, and calm. And that's what real negotiation is about. Thanks for joining me today on the Business Book Club. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a comment with one negotiation tip or story of your own. I'll see you next time.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.